Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Christine Taylor and her husband. Hey!
Yay!
Hi.
I'm sick of it.
Apparently, we had to have him on the show. It was a contractual obligation.
I'm sick of being Mr. Christine Taylor.
Okay, easy.
Okay.
Well, you know, when you play second fiddle to the big star, Mr. Stiller, what do you expect?
You know what? I've come to accept it in life, honey. You're the star of my show.
You're the star of our movie.
Our little movie in life.
That's very true.
Our little personal life of a movie.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in a moment.
I know. It's like a domestic.
Isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Nice to see you both, you two crazy, lovely, pretty people.
Thank you. Nice to see you too.
Nice to see you.
Now, first things first, Christine, wearing the headphones, is it better or worse?
It's better. It's very... No, it's your voice, I have to say.
You guys really have to work on the headphone budget.
The left ear is sliding, so it's going to...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I can just turn everything... I can turn it all one level if you want.
I mean literally sliding.
It's because the catch has come out.
What did you just do?
I just put everything to one ear rather than the other ear.
Now, is that happening on people's radio in life? Really?
Yeah.
So, if they're in the car, they're hearing on the left side and the right? Yeah, cool.
So, if someone's just listening on a clock radio that's only mono from one side, we can talk about them on the other, and they'll never know.
Ah, they won't hear it. All right.
See?
That's good. Must be a real feeling of power.
I'm telling you.
I'm doing a changeover.
Okay. You do that. And
my headphones literally are peeling and have...
I mean, they're mine. There
is. Oh, my gosh. I actually got a nice... Oh, you know what?
What?
Someone gave up their good pair.
Rachel, here's how bizarre the headphone situation is. Well, now that you have brought it up, Rachel, our producer, has two sets of headphones, and she has to swap headphones when it's news time. What's are they too tight for you now?
No, these are great. These are soft and nice and plush.
Do you want to talk about your incredible hydroponic microphone suspension system?
Pulley system?
I don't know.
I've never seen anything like that.
This is Radio 1. This is the biggest radio station in the world.
This is it. That's why we're here. They told us this was the one.
That's right. I'm going to move the microphone now. You won't hear this.
The amount of cables and levers and counterweights is just beyond...
I know. They're designed by the same scientists at NASA.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Who designed the radio studios for the moon.
Right, for the moon.
Aesthetically pleasing as
they're
well.
They're into rocket travel, not sound design.
You will also feel a slight rumbling and tremor, which is the tubes going underneath the London Underground.
They built
the studios right next to one of the major busiest lines in the city. So when everything starts to shake...
That's nice.
Because we don't have earthquakes here. So you may feel at home, it might be like an earthquake. Because you have them every day in America or something.
You should just call it surround sound.
There is that.
Rumble vision. Yeah. We don't have earthquakes that often.
I thought that happened.
No.
Where do you guys live?
We live in Los Angeles.
Yeah. That's right. They're every day, right?
We haven't had one in years, which is scary.
You have to knock on wood right now.
Yeah, okay.
Because they are scary.
I've seen movies, and I know what you do. If things start shaking, you go, quake, 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 and you stand still with your arms out.
Find a doorway.
And then it dies down, and you go, whoa, that was a big one.
You yell, quake, quake, quake.
I've seen the movies.
You don't say earthquake, you yell quake.
You haven't got time to say earthquake.
You're absolutely right.
You know?
Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts training there? Really?
Yeah.
Some acting background.
Do you know what? Seriously, I've never had an acting lesson in my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a natural just thing you're born with or without.
And it's strange that you should bring up my
Go on, tell him about the movie.
No, well, Ben brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Here we go.
I am in a movie coming out soon.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. And
this is a legit film.
Yeah. It's
legal.
In fact, it comes out in America before it comes out here in the UK.
So
you get to see it first.
Tell us.
Action adventure.
Thank
you.
It's got many big stars in.
Yeah.
Including Kirsten Dunst. She goes out with Spider-Man, you know?
Yes. Does that happen anymore?
I don't think so. I think that went away a long time ago.
In the movie, though.
She kisses him in the rain while he's upside down.
Upside down. They're upside... It's a weird, awkward kiss, but yes.
So you're playing a superhero of some type?
Well, no. You've seen War of the Worlds with Richard Burton. Right.
I haven't.
Well, he's not in it.
Okay.
But his voice is, and it's like that.
What the heck are you talking about?
My voice is in the...
I get it.
You see?
I get it.
Incredibly, he plays a DJ.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I play myself.
He's on the radio in the background.
What's the name of the movie?
It's called Wimbledon.
Oh.
Oh.
seen the billboards. They're up
so
all
you,
over
you
the
see
United
the
States.
Billboards, yeah. Right? And it, now, obviously, I'm not on the billboard
right.
because that would just be a voice, and that wouldn't work.
Right.
But, I'm a giant tennis fan, so I will see that film.
Well,
I'm very excited.
I'm in it.
All right.
I can get you tickets.
Do you call? Are you the play-by-play announcer for the game? Or
No. I'm in one scene. Well, I say good morning. It's Radio 1, and it's the men's final at Wimbledon today. Boy, oh boy!
With Paul Bettany.
With Paul Beterbiez, yes.
Yep.
He's and we mentioned him. His character name. It's about the 17 seconds of genius.
Was it a good experience working
fantastic.
In film?
Yeah. It was very similar, I would imagine, to doing The Simpsons. Or something.
Right.
Standing there with the microphone and the thing.
That must have been different for you to stand in front of a microphone. And...
Well, it was nice. It was like going back to my old days when I used to stand.
Right.
Before I came here and everything was too slow and you get arthritis in your back from standing.
Right.
But
now only Dave stands.
I stand. Well, normally, actually, I sit there, but I'm just standing up to give you the comfy seat.
Oh, do you want to sit?
No, right. No. I'm nice here.
Okay.
It's good.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stretching.
So back to me.
Yes, of course.
So yeah, in the movie I play myself and I do a really good job. So if you're ever looking, for a voice for one of your movies,
I'll think about that.
Right,
I'll bring it back and think on it. For
I can
a while.
Audition. I can do a range of accents. I can do American.
Do you do characters?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that American thing you were doing in the beginning. That was pretty good.
Good morning.
Yeah.
You're listening to WWL.
Is that a
good playing the hits? Good morning.
It's like a constipated American person.
Well, yes. I'm at like a fat American DJ. So
okay.
That's what I'm playing.
Right.
Like in Dodgeball, I go. Right. Well, it's all tensing up. We've reached the final of the big dodgeball tournament. Who's going to win? I have no idea.
Yeah.
You like that?
I do.
It's a very Southern American, yes.
Sort of
I can do L.A.
Too. Do L.A.
Well, we've reached the final of the dodgeball tournament. Hum-a-lam.
Yeah, that's a whole
that's
different thing.
That's very similar.
Quake! Oh, no, it's okay.
Right.
Don't panic. That was a big one.
Yeah.
It's an on-air audition for your next role.
Hey,
on air audition for you.
Yeah, it's kind of there. Yeah, well, we'll just bring the tape back and
fat American DJ.
Yeah,
yeah.
As opposed to fat English DJ.
Sorry, you seem to be mocking me as if they haven't appreciated it.
I can see their appreciation.
I don't see you auditioning for them because they're not interested, are they? In you, stand up boy. They're only interested in me. Okay.
You know what I found interesting?
Oh my gosh!
That you were sort of making fun of the whole Filofax thing. I mean, I'm not ashamed that I have a Filofax boy who comes along with me wherever I go.
You do, right.
No.
But you kind of do keep a little Filofax of your own here.
I do keep a little diary of what goes on.
And he's writing down the diary right after you were making fun of the people who keep their diaries.
They're the best bits of the show. I'm quite surprised he's even written anything today.
It's the highlights, right? Yeah.
So
it's
I write down when you came
Honey,
in.
It's a log.
It's a log.
It's right.
He's logging things out.
You wrote down when
about
I came
his
in?
Day.
Yeah. Ben and Christine walk in. Ben and Christine walk out.
9:26.
So you've been reading it already. Right, let's play a record for a bit, and then we do the news, and then we play another record, and then we talk again.
It sounds
it's like real
incredible.
Radio.
Sweet.
I know, like it.
But with no commercials. Because we don't have commercials.
No commercials here.
We're commercial free, as they would say.
That's beautiful.
Does it feel good? Does it feel good to be free of commercials?
It's nice, but then it's a legal obligation to have a license fee for television, of which we get a portion of the money. So, I mean, that's the way it
that's
works.
That's very. What? I have no idea what you're
I'll
talking
explain.
About.
It's a very complicated system. Like,
let's talk about the pulley system.
Should we play? Is there any point in playing? Yeah, play 2 minutes.
What record are we going to play?
We're going to play Moose T. Is It Because I'm Cool?
Which
I know you're a big fan of.
Oh, love Moose T.
I know you do.
Love him.
You like this.
I like Moose T.
Yeah. He's kind of like...
Is he related to Ice T?
No.
Come on.
I don't know Moose T.
He's kind of like...
That makes you sound so unhip. That you don't
really
know
am.
Is Moose
I'm
T
sorry.
Related to Ice T.
Yeah, he is.
Sorry.
Yeah. He's his younger, not so hard cousin.
Moose.
Hello,
cousin
I'm Moose T. Anyway, let's play the record.
Great impression.
Thank you. I've told you, I'm good with the accents, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Here's Moose T. Are you just a fool? That's Moose T. Is It Because I'm Cool? Now you see.
That was cool.
Is It Because I'm Cool? That's the name
now
of
Now do you know who Moose T is?
I understand.
They had the hit with Horny, Horny, Horny.
Of course.
You remember
of course.
That, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That was
I'm
your favorite song last
horny, of horny, horny.
That's our song. We like to call that our song.
That was our wedding song.
That's like setting a building on fire.
It'd be arson, wouldn't it?
That's what she said.
Quake! Quake!
Arson. Quake!
Quake!
Oh, it's a big one. right. I'm sorry. I'll move on now, shall I?
Time for the news.
More from Chris. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Your show. Your show. Sorry. You run the show. You just do your thing.
Hey, I don't show up on the set of your movie shout your first line out before you say it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Do your thing, Chris.
Hi, I've got a mustache. Before you say it. Christine Taylor and her husband, Ben Stiller, are here, and we will do the news in a minute and then play record and then we'll have more of the talk.
Take your time. Do whatever you want to do.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right. And we'll play the Sunshine record from Twister and Anthony Hamilton, because I know you two are big fans of...
Oh, cannot wait.
I bet you can't. Let's get some news from Dominic upstairs and Juliet in Athens. It's 9:34.
Clearing up after the flash floods. And Bex looks
to bounce... I'm going to be in a movie with Christine Taylor and her husband.
Have you signed anything?
No.
It's yet to be written, but yeah. We're...
But I'm in it.
Hashing some stuff out right
he's
now.
Ben's going to write a role for me where I have a mustache and I'm on the radio eating donuts.
But you have a mustache.
No, okay. I don't.
You do kind
no, of. No, not at all. Well, I have the same as Rachel, just mild stubble. That's all it is.
You have a sort of
It's not a tash.
You got a Don Johnson.
No, I don't. Or a Magnum PI. I don't. It's do. This.
That's a mustache.
It's not a mustache. It's all over, sweetie. Look, check it.
We can't see with
honey,
the...
don't check it.
Sorry. I see. I got it. It's growth. How many days growth?
That's this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe that B646 Whitworth Street Junction is out again.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? We've had problems there, yeah. Thanks for highlighting that.
Always.
I know.
We'll work on it, though. How long are you in the UK for?
About a day.
Okay, we'll try and get it fixed for by the time you
please,
go.
Please, at least by this evening.
In case you want to visit.
Help us out. That junction.
And the Princess Street lights.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Every time.
I know. Yeah. Well, what can you say?
I'll sort it, Mr. Stiller, don't worry.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's Mrs. Taylor.
I said Mr. Stiller.
I know, but he's Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, he's no, Mrs.
Excuse
Taylor.
Me.
Okay, sorry,
I beg your pardon. Mr. Taylor.
I'm so, that's all right. Well, I think I was right the
Ms.
first time.
Ooh, hey.
Not for discussion.
Hello. Right. Jingle, then record.
I refuse
then,
to sit here.
Why do you want to sit?
And be.
Do you want to sit there?
Stand.
I'll stand
Take
and
Dave
be subjected to this. I feel bad. Dave, what's. You want to switch?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Swap
Honestly.
It out.
All right.
This is great, isn't it?
Top-notch.
This is my job. Being a vet.
Being a vet.
Right, I don't know. Dominic, talk to you later.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I didn't even know Dominic was still there.
Look, you crashed the vocal in the jingle.
Oh, play it again. Come on, hit that
ready?
Button.
Okay. That's good, Charlotte, and girls and boys. Our guests are just having a chitter-chatter in the studio. Christine, now, you said...
You didn't tell me to put the headsets on.
Because Christine said that you were following my lead when I put the headphones on. You guys put the headphones on. What happened to you? You let yourself down. I'm very disappointed.
It's Dominic's fault, anyway.
Thanks, Dominic. Thanks a lot, man. I thought we had a history together.
Now, look, Dominic's got one of those wacky, fake, goatee things on, like you kind of have in the movie.
It's not fake, man.
Fake.
Is yours fake, Dominic?
No, he's real. Yeah.
Dominic's is very real.
Yeah.
He's also bald. But you were allowed to call him a slaphead if you wish, because he really likes it.
No, he doesn't.
The hills of eyes.
I like Dominic's look. He's got
no.
a cool look.
Do you really?
It's a good
yep,
look.
I do.
Yeah. You're a strange man. I'm starting to get this.
Why? Because I appreciate his look?
This isn't the first time me and Ben have met, you know.
That's right. We did a little...
He doesn't remember you!
I do
yes,
remember
he did.
Him.
No, he doesn't.
He did a whole cheese bit with us.
He may only remember because he's like, oh my God, that's that strange bald guy who came turning up with a fake silly mustache. And it's real.
We had a good... Yeah, we had a thing. You asked me what my favorite cheese was.
Yeah, and you replied...
What did
with
I say?
Your answer?
No idea.
Is that was that the John Hamburglar interview?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We interviewed John Hamburg.
Hamburglar. Yeah. That's what we call him.
Ronald McDonald's arch enemy.
We call him Hamburglar.
Really?
Yeah.
See how much we're bonding. We'd be brilliant. How funny would I be on set? I can keep you entertained in your trailer.
Incredible. In stitches.
I'm telling you. Why are you laughing?
Because I think you would keep him in stitches.
I would.
He needs comic relief with him at all times.
That's well.
And then occasionally you have to be put on film.
I can be serious.
Your mustache.
No, I can. But I could act serious.
Yeah, I know. The show is pretty serious.
I could deliver a serious line.
Go ahead.
Do the American accent. That's his go-to.
I only got 3 days to live, man. But you know what? See, now you're laughing.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, shh. Go ahead.
I like that character.
Hey, listen. Don't laugh at me. I didn't laugh at you in the Brady Bunch. Don't laugh at me and my...
Thank you, folks.
Wait a minute. That's my wife.
But, well, you weren't married to her then. But, no... That was a joke. Oh, I liked that movie.
Oh, thank you.
I thought you looked good in that movie.
You did seem
and acted
like...
well.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not going to say anything.
No, hang on. No, that's a compliment.
No, she's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on,
she's funny.
Thank you.
I know she's funny. That's why she has a better role in this movie than you.
No.
In Dodgeball, she plays nice person. You play bad person.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you.
Mean person, nice person.
Ooh.
Good guy, bad guy.
Do you know my character wears a mustache in the film?
Yeah, I've seen that. I think, you know, it's good. It's a good look. You should maybe think about doing that again in a movie.
Did you like the wig?
That was a wig?
Sorry. The blonde highlights? Sorry.
Don't give away all the secrets.
Sorry.
Man, this movie world is just so fake.
Yeah, it is. Everything's put on. It's all an illusion.
Not real.
It's all an illusion.
You must have known it was a wig, surely. It was feathered.
Do you know what it was modeled after?
It was
after?
Feathered.
No.
That's right. Feathered and lethal.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, Roadhouse.
I love that movie.
Right?
Pictures
Great.
Of him plastered everywhere, all over the makeup trailer
love
in
that
order.
Movie.
Yes.
I've got that on DVD.
It's a good film.
Are there good special features on
that? No, none. You know when DVDs first started coming out and they went, wow, here's the movie. But also, with added extras, you can pause it. That was before they did added extras properly.
Yeah, no chapter breaks.
None of that.
Nothing.
No. It's like, but it's on DVD.
Okay. It's on a disc.
Yeah.
It's flatter than a tape.
Patrick Swayze and Roadhouse, right here, folks.
You know, now I'm going to have to go back and watch it again.
Kind of makes you look at it in a whole different way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You sound fascinated.
What? Let's do a remake of Roadhouse.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and me?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll be, who will I be?
Patrick Swayze.
And who will you be?
I'll be like his American friend, the cowboy man, who's the bit like needs a wash.
Right. You know, he'll play that character.
That guy.
Sam Elliott?
Truthfully,
Sam Elliott?
I've never seen it.
Oh, are you kidding?
Get out!
Missing out. Some great
swear
bar brawls.
On my life.
Bar brawls.
Yeah.
I know his name is Dalton.
Yeah, that's Dalton right. something.
Something Dalton. Yeah,
that's right.
That's all I know.
And he lives upstairs in an old man's farmhouse hut thing.
He frequents bars. A bar, though.
I think that's
right?
You're confusing that with Rumpelstiltskin.
No. No, he...
leaves gold at night.
Yeah, that's Roadhouse, right? It's one of Patrick's kind of weird art house movies.
Yeah.
Did you see that one, haven't you? Mm. Let's do some questions.
Uh-oh.
For you. If you're all right with this, we have to do questions from our listeners.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Oh, okay, from the listeners.
They're all on tape, so you can abuse them as much as you want, and you can refuse to answer the question. They will say their name and where they're from, and then if you don't like the sound of them, you don't have to hear their question.
Okay.
Okay? Right. I don't know what their questions are, right?
Okay.
Okay. This is Tom from Burnley.
Hi, I'm Tony from Burnley, and I'm an electrician.
I don't like it. Nope.
Okay, all right. This is Simon from Birmingham.
Hi, my name's Simon. I'm a project manager for Bank in Birmingham.
Definitely, yes.
You want to hear his question?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm off to LA next year. Can I stay at yours?
Ours house?
Yours.
Yours.
Yeah, at your house.
Ours. Okay. No.
No, okay.
No, but... we could hook him up with, a listing of hotels and motels in the area.
That would be great. That would be handy if you could fax them through.
Car rental companies.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Hit Universal Studios tour.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
They have great, what's it called? The Jurassic Park ride.
I like that.
That's
the E.T.
good.
ride is is incredible too.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Right. And
that's about all we can do.
That's more than enough.
That's more than enough. I think you're being over generous because I don't think you'd do the same for you if you were to go to Birmingham.
I agree.
What's the biggest amusement park in Birmingham?
Universal Studios? No, they don't.
Universal Studios Birmingham. No.
That's right. Here's somebody else.
Hello, I'm Gazelle farming in Oxford.
That's Gazelle in Oxford.
Gazelle?
Yeah. Gazelle.
Gazelle.
You got to hear what he has to say.
Could you please give me your favorite quote from that awesome film, Happy Gilmore?
What the favorite what?
Could you please give me your favorite quote from that awesome film, Happy Gilmore?
Oh, my favorite quote.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, could you say
I
that again?
He said
could you please give me your favorite quote from that awesome film, Happy Gilmore?
Well, the only quote I remember is a line I had where she goes, can I have a glass of milk? And I go, you can have a warm glass of shut the hell up.
There you go. That'll do you, Gazelle.
Did that answer your question?
Could you please give me your favorite
quote?
All
right, okay.
He's got to get off it. He's really got to get off.
Okay, two more.
Hi, I'm Craig. I'm a scaffolder from Bristol.
Sorry, I spoke at the same time. Do it again.
What was that? Is that you? Anyway, there he is.
What?
He's a scaffolder from Bristol.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Okay, all right.
And do no women call in?
Yeah, here we go.
Hi, I'm Jeff from Hartlepool, and I'm in the Royal Navy.
There you go. He's in the Royal Navy. Royal.
Okay, well, close quarters on board. Who knows what frigate he's flying. All right, let's hear what he has to say.
Shoot.
Just like to ask you, Ben, if you've ever milked anything in real life, like you did in Meet the Parents.
There you go. Have you ever milked anything in real life?
He definitely has been out to sea for a while. I've never milked a cow or any sort. I've never really milked an udder of any type.
That's a great answer.
There you go, brilliant.
That was funny, huh?
Yeah.
That was
funny. Hi, I'm Jeff from Hartlepool, and I'm in the Royal Navy.
That's great stuff.
That was the best part of that whole question.
So you've got to go, because people are outside going at this.
Oh, really?
And but it was lovely to meet you.
Yeah.
And next time you're over, please come and see us. Dodgeball is out on the 27th of August.
You can read.
Yeah.
They forced them to say that.
It's out a week on Friday, so what you do is you go to work, and then you go home, and then you go out to the movie theater. That's what they say in America. And you see the film.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris?
Yes?
You make me laugh.
Thank you very much.
There you go. I made you uncomfortable.
If I had a pound for every woman who said that to me.
Quit the cigarettes, man. Get off the booze.
I like the booze.
No, get off the booze and cigarettes.
Okay.
Get on the treadmill. Get your trainer to, you know, turn it up.
Okay?
Turn
it on would help.
Grow a stash.
Grow a real stash.
Yeah.
And next time I see you, let's hopefully we'll see a different Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The inside Chris, the guy who's inside wants
to
get out.
Can we hear that voice one more time?
There is no man inside me.
One more time.
Which one?
Quake. No. Quake. American. Quake. In the quake.
Hey, man. I got 3 days to live in the quake.
No. Do quake, please. One more time.
I don't have the energy to do
that. Oh, that makes me sad.
See, we don't want to leave. We don't want to leave. Okay, go do it.
Quake.
Chris doesn't want to do it. Dave's got to sit down. We got to get out of here.
Yeah. And my legs again, so.
Dave sort of has a Clive Owen thing happening. Anybody ever tell you that?
Who's Clive Owen?
I thought it was one of your British stars.
For the Clive James.
No, you're thinking of Michael Owen.
That's a great compliment.
Who's Michael Owen?
Yeah.
Who's Michael Owen?
Well, either way, I'm pleased.
Okay. Forget it. You know, forget it.
Christina, it's been lovely to meet you. You're a very beautiful and talented actress.
All right, shut up. Just stop it. Right now.
And Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're nice. And I wish you all the best of luck with Dodgeball, which comes out on Friday the 27th of August. Dodgeball!
Quake!
We only have 52 minutes to save the world. That's like Flash Gordon, right?
Sure.
Good
luck with that microphone pulley system.
Thank you very much, and good luck with your movie and everything. And call me if you need me to audition for a fat DJ role.
Definitely, we'll call you in.
Thank
you. Get you in there. Okay.
Thanks,
ladies and gentlemen, Ben and Christine, a lovely couple from America Land. Dodgeball Friday, 27th of August.